This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations announced on Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's also expected to have a working lunch with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The UN chief wrote to Putin on Tuesday requesting a meeting to discuss the next steps toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Guterres' spokesperson said his office is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there as well. Guterres had appealed this week for a four-day humanitarian pause to coincide with Orthodox Easter, which is celebrated in Ukraine and Russia on April 24th this year. So far, those efforts have failed. The United Nations Human Rights Office says there's more and more proof that war crimes were committed in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, called the information coming out of Ukraine a detailed horror story of violations perpetrated against civilians. The UNHCR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said 92% of those cases came from Russian forces.
There is evidence mounting of war crimes being committed, and these include indiscriminate shelling and bombing of populated areas, summary execution of civilians.
The UNHCR added in a statement that Ukrainian forces also use weapons with indiscriminate effect in the east of the country. Shamdasani said seeing what's happening now, she worries for what will happen in the future.
We are very concerned. We're very worried about what's coming next.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Zelensky told the World Bank Thursday his country needs as much as $7 billion a month in support for the war in Ukraine. VOA News. The New York Times has posted an audio recording from shortly after the January 6, 2021 Capitol building insurrection, in which House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy can be heard telling fellow Republican lawmakers he would urge then-President Donald Trump to resign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign.
That's House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy 4 days after the Capitol insurrection discussing with GOP leaders the possibility of Congress invoking the 25th Amendment, declaring then-President Trump unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office and removing him. But McCarthy says his gut tells him Trump wouldn't willingly leave office.
I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him.
And in that call, recommend resignation.
I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it. But I don't know.
That audio was posted by the New York Times along with a report from the upcoming book, This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. Ben Thomas, Washington.
India and Britain have agreed to boost economic ties as well as defense ties that could eventually help New Delhi move away from its dependence on Russian arms. Following talks in New Delhi between Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his British counterpart Boris Johnson, who's on a two-day visit to India, the two sides said they will wrap up a free trade deal by October and announce a security partnership. Despite pressure from its Western allies like the United States and Britain, India has taken a neutral position on the Ukraine crisis. It has refused to condemn Russia or join sanctions imposed by Western countries. Analysts attribute India's stance partly to the fact that India sources much of its military equipment from Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden has chosen Earth Day on Friday to celebrate an executive order to protect some of the country's largest and oldest trees. The order the president is scheduled to sign in Washington state will require the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the National Park Service to identify threats to older trees such as wildfire and climate change, and develop policies to safeguard them. Old trees absorb large amounts of carbon dioxide, which contributes to global warming. Recapping our top story this hour, the United Nations announced Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's expected to have a working lunch with the foreign minister as well to discuss the war in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.